The last couple of shiur we were talking about the Malacha Yaraisa of Ksiva. So we're going to talk a little bit this week, we're into next week, a little bit about some of the gezeiras, some of the common gezeiras that the Chacham instituted, unless the person comes Lidei Ksiva. So there's a whole series of different activities that are usually associated with the Ksiva that were prohibited by Chazal. So the sugya begins with the first of the Marmakomos. And the Masechet Beis Adach Lamed Vav and Beis, where the Mishnah lists off a whole series of different activities that was prohibited to be done on Shabbos, which are only mid the Rabbanon. But within these different prohibitions mid the Rabbanon, the Gemara distinguishes between things which are called Dvar Ma'asur Mishum Mitzvah and Dvar Ma'asur Mishum Rishus. So presumably the difference is very simple. The Dvar Ma'asur Mishum Mitzvah means activities which, even though they do include a mitzvah, and one perhaps would have thought that Mishum Mitzvah one would be permitted to do certain things on Shabbos, Kamash Malan, that the Chacham prohibited them anyway. Even though there's some element of a mitzvah involved, there is some reason with the Rabbanon why they were prohibited. The Dvar Mishum Mishus, at least at first glance, sound like activities which aren't really involved in any mitzvah whatsoever, and for whatever reason, the Chazal prohibited them. So both the Dvar Mishum Mishus, as well as the Dvar Ma'asur Mishum Mitzvah, are prohibitions mid the Rabbanon, Gezeiras Mishum a particular Malacha. The only difference between the two seems to be just, are we dealing with the Dvar Mishus or Dvar Mishum Mitzvah? So the Mishnah delineates a whole series of things which are Asur Mishum Mishus, Ve'ele Mishum Mishus, Lo Donim, Lo Mkachim, Lo Chotzim, Lo Miyavnin, what is not permitted to have a Din Torah on Shabbos, and what is not permitted to be Mekadosh and Ish on Shabbos, what is not permitted to do Chalitz on Shabbos, or Yivim on Shabbos, all the above are considered to be Dvar Mishum Mishus. Now, of course, just without even going through the Gemara, already this Mishnah should catch your attention. What do you mean? The Kachin is a Dovah Shem Rishus, Chotzer is Rishus, Yibra is Rishus. It sounds like pretty big mitzvahs out there. So the Gemara is going to address that. We're only going to discuss those parts which are relevant for our discussion of the Gezerah. Then the Mishnah continues, the Elei Mishum Mitzvah, the following activities are prohibited with the Rabbanon, even though they include a mitzvah, Lamagdishin, Lamarichin, Lamachrimin, Lamagdim Shum Samaisis. What is not permitted to be mocked or something, what is not permitted to declare Erechim, to give one's value of a person to the Beis HaMikdash, one cannot declare an abdu to be Chayra, which is the type of a hektesh of the Beis HaMikdash, one can't separate it with a Maisa. These are all examples of Dvar B'Shehei Mishum Mitzvah, then the Mishnah concludes, Kol Eda B'Yom Dvar B'Kav B'Kav B'Shabbos, Eda Yom B'Shabbos, Alecha Nefesh B'Bad, all of these prohibitions with the Rabbanon apply both on Shabbos as well as on Yom Tov. So, we're not going to go through the entire Mishnah, we're just going to try to focus on those parts which are relevant for us. So comes the Gemara, the third line from the bottom. Third line from the bottom of that bottom Makom. First one line is Danin. So ask the Gemara on that line, the Mishnah of Alam Bekashim, that you're not allowed to be Bekadish and Isha on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. To have mitzvah ka'avid, either person is doing a mitzvah. Well, tzrichad is the isha ubanim. So I'm thinking, no, chacham am I asking him? That it's not such a big mitzvah. It means he already has children. He already was yoked to the mitzvah approval. So the fact that he's getting married the second time, so apparently that's not considered to be to fall under the category of mitzvah. That's the question, that's the shakmatai of the Gemara. And finally the Gemara says, what's the reason of all of these things? So we go down to the end of that line. V'kulu type of my gezeira shema yichtav. That the reason why one is not permitted to get married in Shabbos and Yosef is that we're afraid you may come to write. You may come to write a shtar kiddushin, you may come to write a shtar ksuma, whatever the case may be. There are different documents that are associated with the process of getting married. So the very act of kiddushin, even if you're careful not to write these documents, the very act of kiddushin was prohibited with the Rabbana as a gezeira shema yichtav. So we want to focus on what exactly was that question of the Gemara, what exactly was the answer of the Gemara. When the Gemara jumped on the Gezeirah, the Rabban of getting married, the Gemara says, Baham Mitzvah Ka'avid, and the Gemara answers, no, Lo Tzrich Mishli Yishol Banim. So if you take a look at the second of the Marmakomos, the Tosfos in Masechet Beis, the Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Baham Mitzvah Ka'avid, Pirush HaKudrus, Tahavale Lemechshevinu, Tahadei Enoch Teseifa Mi Mitzvah. Rashi explains that the question of the Gemara is why in the world is the Isser of Kiddushin in the category of the Mishnah of the Dvar Mishnah Mishnah Mishnah. So we start off by saying that the Mishnah differentiates between the Isur Mishnah Mishnah in context of the Isur Mishnah Mitzvah. They're both also. There's no question. The Chavim answer certain Dvar Mishnah Mitzvah on Shabbos if there's a reason to answer it. They answer certain Dvar Mishnah Mishnah on Shabbos if there's an appropriate reason to answer it. The Gemara is just checkering, so to speak, on a technicality, on the technical lush of the Mishnah, why the Mishnah puts the Isur Kedusha together with the Dvar Mishnah Mishnah. Or Bishari, and that also is all to which the Gemara answers, Lo Tzvicha de Ika de Adif Bidei, Lekach, it's not a din par, Lekach and a mitzvah, Lekach, to Bidani Seifa, and then Bechim Pirish, and you skip down to the next line, Bechim Pirish, Navi Gavi Lo Mekach, and a mitzvah Kavin, or Bishari de Isla Isha Obanim. So the Shaka Matai, the Gemara, according to Rashi, is which category of the Mishnah does the Isra of Kedushit apply to? Mashma. Afilu Eilo Isha Obanim, you come up, I'm also, the Gemara didn't have a question that getting married on Shabbos and didn't mutter. That wasn't when the Gemara jumped and says, "I have a mitzvah ka'avi." The Gemara never meant to say, "How dare you offer it on Shabbos?" The Gemara knew that you can't get married on Shabbos. The Gemara knew you can't get married on Yom Tov. The Gemara knew that Gezeri Shem Yichdom applies under all circumstances, even the Lach HaMitzvah. The Gemara was just picking on the minute point, so to speak. Is it an Asr Shem Mitzvah? Is it in the category of Dvar Mishnah Mishnah? But Lamaisa, when all the dust settles, according to Rashi, of course you don't want to get married on Shabbos. The Gezeri Shem Yichdom is across the board, whether you have children, you don't have children, under all circumstances, the Gezeri Shem Yichdom. The Kabbalah tells us a little bit later, and we skip down for a bit, it's Tav Pirish, it's about six or seven lines down, Rabbi Tav Pirish, Tav Mitzvah Ka'avid, V'Amai Gazru. Says Tosas, in the name of Rabbi Tav, Tav Mitzvah Ka'avid doesn't mean why does it appear in one half of the Mishnah and contrast to the other half. Tav Mitzvah Ka'avid is a question of the very Isser. Why is it that Chazal asked getting married on Shabbos? It's such an important thing. Everyone's got to get married. If I have to get married, so I miss the covenant. So why in the world should Chazal ask it? Umishani, to which the Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, the Isle Isha Ubanim, that Halcha B'mayas Yidin, it's not such an important mitzvah for this person. He's married already, he has kids already, he was Yitzhak Peruvu. Aval, an Eil of Isha Ubanim, Mutla Kadesh, the mitzvah Ka'avid, says Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbi Natan, that in Achinami, Lo Yitzuya, that you have an individual who does not have Ishi Ubanim, that is, Taka not married, that Taka does not have children, so him it's a tremendous mitzvah peruvu. So not only is it not called a Dov HaRishus, but it's Mavish Mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to get married on Shabbos according to Rabbi Natan, if it's a Mappa mitzvah. So the Shach Matayah, the Gemara according to Rabbi Natan, is not a technical issue where it belongs in the Mishnah, but rather it's a halachic issue. It's not a textual issue, it's a halachic issue. Is it permissible to get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? And the answer is, according to Rabbi Natan, it depends. If it's a Mappa mitzvah, then yes. If it's not a Mappa mitzvah, then no. So it comes tells us that now tries to be machriya between the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Look at the Maisa. A bacha wants to get married for the first time. Is he allowed to get married in Shabbos or not? So it comes tells us and says, I'll bring you a raya. The kasha. The prakama diyum rabbi rishalmi gabi kohen gadol misakin l'isha acheres. The famous sugya in the beginning of the second yuma about the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, you know, of course, has to be married to keep him adobi adbei. So he's not allowed to do the avodah if he's not married. So the whole sugya, the first part of yuma, about we have to set aside another wife. So just in case the Kohen Gadol's wife dies, right on Yom Kippur, so we'll be able to quickly get him married to somebody else so the Avoda can go on. So the Yerushalmi asks, Parech, very Kodolo Kinin Bishabbos, asks the Yerushalmi, how can you set aside another wife and get married to? He's not allowed to be married to two women at the same time. Says the Chitav Adov Yad Beis, Ho Beis Echav Lo Shnei Batim. So he's in a little bit of a pickle. If his wife dies in Yom Kippur, he'll be wifeless, and we can't have him marry two women, himself like an Yom Kippur. So what do you do? So there's a whole discussion about you set aside another wife, just in case, and then when Yom Kippur comes, if his first wife dies, and then he quickly is mekadesh the second wife. So ask the Rishalmi, you can't do that, because you can't get married on Yom Kippur. And Kohen Kinyan B'Shabbos, he said that Rabbanim getting married on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, and people being, of course, the Yom Kippur, so you can't get married on Yom Kippur. So how's it going to help us to put aside a backup wife? And if his wife dies in Yom Kippur, he's not going to be able to marry her anyway. So the Gemara answers, no, Eish was the Mikdash. Since the issue of getting married is only the Rabbanon, And by and large, he assumes the Rabbanan don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not concerned that people are going to do Aveiros. So the Gezeira Shema Yichtov of getting married was never said in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So, Fesk tells us, Velishne Bishari came into Mitzvah Kavid. Why did the Gemara have to come on and save the day by saying, Ein Shmus LaMikdash? According to Rabbi Nathan, it should be mutter because it's Mokom Mitzvah. Because any time a person doesn't have a wife, it should be mutter. Mitzvah Kavid, I came into Mesa Isha Mitzvah Lovisa Isha Cheres. Why isn't the fact that just to make the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash be acceptable the next day, that goof is enough of a reason to permit him to get married? Why did the Gemara have to fall back on Ein Shmus LaMikdash? Baruch Hashem, we don't make gezeiros derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. Take away that it's a makom mitzvah. Just the fact that it's a makom mitzvah in and of itself should have been matter. Elevada yeshlama kepesha kutres. So says, then tells us it would appear that Rashi is right. Then tells us a little bit later, says that according to Rabbi Nathan, you have to say, Yod Yishlomo, that the Yishami could have said that. Yishami gave one reason. The Yishami said, Eishus the Mikdash. But the Yishami could have also said the Mokka Mitzvah is different. So at the end of the day.
Why does Tessus give two reasons, like the two mitzvahs?
Right.
So one mitzvah is, of course,
because it's time to get married is a mitzvah. Even if he has kids, just the fact that he's not married is a mitzvah for him to get married. And then Tosa seems to be backing out of that. It could be that if he has children already, so then maybe there is no mitzvah to get married. That may be Achloik Israel and the Rambam and the Rosh.
Also,
he
doesn't do the mitzvah now. He says, it may, the possibility that he will come to the mitzvah. In other words, you give him another wife while he has a wife.
No. He doesn't marry her on Yom Kippur. He's not allowed to marry the second wife or married to the first wife, because he does that. Then it'll also be no good. Only by his echad v'lo shnei batim. So he only gets married after his first wife dies.
I think he's asking something else. Don't some Rishonim hold that the kedushin is only a hechshir
mitzvah? That's a rush, right? The rush also. Maybe that may be the stuff he can tell us. Yeah, maybe when tells us have come out the second half of the mitzvah. So at the end of the day, when all the dust settles in the sugya, the machlekes Rashi and Benatam, what did the Gemara mean? When the Gemara asked the ha mitzvah ka'avid, and the Gemara says, no, Hachum asking you was yaitzeh peruvu. According to Rashi, it was not a halachic discussion. That under all circumstances, the person cannot get married on Shabbos. It's a gezeirah shem yichtov across the board, that if a mokha mitzvah, not a mokha mitzvah. That according to Benatam, no. That if it's a mokha mitzvah, then that overrides the gezeirah derabbanan shem yichtov. And if the only time the Mishnah's Isser, Gezeirah Shem Yichtov applies, is only a situation where the person was not yet married. The person was already married, already has children. So how do we pass Kim Mahavacha? So we alluded to this a little bit in the Wednesday night Shia. We spoke about having the Chassidus on Friday afternoon. So comes the Ramah, and the third of the Ramah comes, in Arachayim and Simin Shinlam and Tesef Dalet, Hagar. If the Shukhrach had told us that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, the Yesh Batir Lekadesh Hecha the Ein Lo Isha Ubanim, that there are those who permit a person to get married for the first time, they permit somebody to be Mekadesh and Isha on Shabbos, the Efshu Duad the Nakhnisa L'chup Eshari, and it could be that according to that opinion, even having the Chup, even having the Nesuin would also be acceptable. The reason why the Ramah is hesitating a little bit is that the Kinesa L'chupa is really a second problem. The Kedushin is a problem of Gezeirah Shem Yichtov. The Kinesa L'chupa may be an even more serious problem of actually doing business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the Rishalmi sounds like, because when a person just has Kedushin doesn't change anything in terms of Dini Mamadus. When you're Mekadosh and Isha, so Trushi becomes the Nesha Zish, you can't marry anybody else. If you want to break up the marriage, you require a get. But in terms of Dini Mamadus, nothing really changes. Let's say, for example, there's a halacha that a married woman, Naisi Adair, goes to the husband. So that doesn't happen at the time of Kedushin. Or let's say the husband becomes obligated in his wife, in She'er, Ksusfa'ona. That doesn't happen at the time of Kedushin. All the monetary obligations only take place post-Nisuin. So the Yerushalmi seems to say that Kedushin is not called Nekech HaMemka in Shabbos. Kedushin itself is not called buying and selling. It's not called a monetary transaction. It's a Gezeirah Shem Yichtov, that's true. But in a sense, it may be a lower level of problem. Nisuin is considered to be modish business. Nisuin is, when you have Nisuin, so now at the time when you're standing under the chuppah, or you're going to the Yichimim, whatever the moment of Nisuin is, you now become Zochin Dini Mamanus, and Ma'isi Adem, Mitzvayasi, you become obligated in Dini Mamanus. That's a different problem. So the Ramah says that the Pashtun
is sending the Gemara called it Tiyikne.
Right. What exactly the word kinyan means in that context, we spoke about how the condition shiur in the past, but in terms of pure dinimamidus, condition isn't really a pure dinimamidus. So comes the Ramon says, well, the Torah of the Tav, just as the mat of the kaddish is a isha, if it's a mokal or puruhu, like a mitzvah, so mitzvah who adin kinesa l'chup is also permissible. So comes the Ramon now says, the apagab du'o kainu an hochi, that the ikra din, we don't really follow this opinion of Rabbi Natan. We come back from so b'chir al zeh b'shasad chak. We do rely on this in a situation of b'shasad chak. God ki godol kavod habrios. So sometimes, not just b'shasad chak, sometimes it's a question of embarrassment to people, so we invoke the principle of kavod habrios. This week's parsha, Pasha Zemor, the Gemara comments and said his brachos, so we derive from the parsha of Kohen Gadol, the beginning of Pasha Zemor, the significance of Kohen Abriyah, the other Kohen Gadol, who's not allowed to be metamei, a kol nafshos meis lo yavel, a ovel ima lo yitamei, he's not allowed to be metamei for anybody, except for a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is doicha, even the din of Kedushas Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara derives from it, you see how serious the Torah takes the consideration of Kohen Abriyah, so there are certain things that Chazal permitted to mock on Kohen Abriyah. So one of the things that the Ramah here is now invoking and saying, that even though under normal circumstances we don't follow Rabbi Natan, in this particular shaila, if it involves some serious embarrassment, so then we will fall back on Rabbi Natan. Kamosha Regilin, he says, as it sometimes happens, this is the case that we referred to, we alluded to a little bit in the Wednesday night shiur, Shalafamin Shloa Yuchom Hashmos in Manadunya, Biyomvav Ahalaila. Sometimes, believe it or not, Hayitochen, that Mechutonim can't get together, they're fighting it out over the dowry. So it's Friday afternoon, the Chasna's planned for Friday afternoon, and they're still fighting over dollars and cents. So comes Ramon and says, sometimes the things schlep out, the Osen HaChupah V'Kiddushim B'Lel Shabbos. So then, the Chiyah Gavni are permitted to actually have the Kiddushim and the Chupah on Friday night. Holuk by chidulis uda ula nisuin, because everything is ready, it's going to be a tremendous mokum hefset, because they're not going to stick it in the fridge and put it off to Mosai Shabbos, you can't preserve the food. Davi biyush, the kal, the chasim, the yichmas, as imagine, the whole town is there ready for a chasim, and the parents are fighting it out, and then comes start the Shabbos, so you're now sorry, the wedding's canceled till Sunday, so that would be a tremendous busha. So therefore the Ramah says, mokum kavid abriya, said hefset, shasad chak, you can rely on Rabbi Natab, and we come mokum, the chathchili esh tizoya, shlo yavali dek. Nevertheless, a chacham in a berosho, you shouldn't play a chasna too late on Friday, you shouldn't run into this problem. So when the Rambam is writing this, he is not just talking in theory, he's referring to a very, very specific story that happened that we mentioned quickly on Wednesday night. I'll just fill in some of the details, one of the most fascinating stories, that apparently the way the story goes, it's printed up in the Chumash HaRambam. The story goes that there was a girl who was a Yosoma, and her older brother apparently was being tapa with her to set her up to all the monetary issues, trying to find her a chassid. Apparently the chassid was found in another town. The chassid came with his parents to arrive and to hammer out some of the details of the shidduch, and apparently the chassid was scheduled for Friday afternoon, like that was the derech in Eastern Europe at the time. They didn't have enough money for Shabbos meals. That was the chassid meals, they used to combine two into one. You know, the filler on the roof, the style of the chassid, bring your own chicken. So maybe they should start instituting that today also. So today we'll bring your own sushi for the smorgasbord. So comes Friday afternoon, and they're getting ready for the chassidah. They're probably the brother of the Yisoma, and the parents of the chassid got into a fight. It was shocking. They started to argue about money, who's giving what, who's giving this, and the parents of the chassid said,
what happened, they promised this amount, yeah, and they could not collect it, came with about half of it. And they promised that the argument would leave afterwards. And the parents of the
Kala
said,
I'll put the right, yeah, whatever. It was a typical type of fight. Because it's not anything out of the ordinary. The names and places and times have changed, but the same Nakudas of Machlaikis was there. So when Mike said, it was getting late Friday afternoon, and the parents of the Kala said, sure, the shidduch's over. They couldn't leave before Shabbos, it was too late to go. So after Shabbos, we're leaving. So the Ramah was the Rav in town in Krakow, so he got involved in this Machlaikis, and he tried to make Shalom. And finally, he was able to make shalom. So apparently, the Ramah announced on Friday afternoon that we're not starting Shabbos in Krakow until this issue is put to rest. So the way it's written in the Chumash HaRambam, I think it was about 2 hours after Seif Kichovim. It's 10 o'clock at night, and he said, "We're not davening Maariv." That in and of itself shows who the God was. Can you imagine today, if Rav will get up and say that we're not davening Maariv until this issue is put? So break a leg in you. Down the road to the other shtibbles. It's a different mindset. I guess you don't mess with the Ramah. Those who have been in Krakow, see, that's the shul. That's what happened in the Ramah shul. It's still standing today. So the Maisa, the Ramah said, shut. You have to wait till they make shalom. So finally, people get hungry. 10 o'clock at night, they made shalom. They decided, okay, the chassid will take place right after Shabbos. So the Ramah was smarter than they thought. The Ramah said, yeah. I'm going to tell them now, we're going to put the chassid off the stone of Shabbos. It'll give them a good 24 hours to get back into a fight again. So the Ramah says, no, I'm being Masada Kedushin right now. So Kachava, they put up the chuppah, and he was Masada Kedushin, he writes in the truth, so it's about 2 hours there, Achachashecha. It wasn't Rabbi Natam, it was clearly Shabbos, the Choladeus, and he was Masada Kedushin, and they asked him, where, Rabbi, Masada Kedushin on Shabbos? So he said, Kedai Rabbi Natam was Smokhalov, and that's what it means, Kedai Rabbi Natam was Smokhalov, Mashasad Chat, it was the covenant of Brios, it was the Yesomav, Hefsin Meruba, Kitsa Kachava. So apparently there was a lot of backlash he got from this tzach, that's what I mentioned on Monday night, that he opens up his tshuva by saying, but he said, Eimi Ruch, Rashmach, Rai Korash Gadol. He had a lot of noise about that. It was written up in the newspapers about this Mashunadik of tzach and the Ramah. So apparently after this happened, so I think they made a takon in Krakow, if I'm not mistaken, that no Machasim was on Friday. That's they don't want to get involved in these kinds of issues again. But that was the background of this tzach and the Ramah. So the Maisa, the Ramah, Paskins, the Ikra didn't really paskin, we really follow Rabbi Natan, but we try to avoid it if at all possible, reserved for really, really super duper Shasak Chaks. There was something else that was mentioned in this Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about the use of Kedushin and other things. Then the Mishnah mentioned Loma Kedushin, that you're not permitted to be a Makdish something on Shabbos and Yom Tov either. Even though the Mishnah put it into the category of a mitzvah, but even though it's a mitzvah, it's still prohibited to be machdish. Why is it prohibited to be machdish? So the Gemara continues at the end of the first of the Maamar Kamos, go back to the very beginning of the Maamar Kamos. The mitzvah, the last line, l'makdish l'marichim l'machrimim, because these things look like business. They're business transactions. I'm giving something to the Beis HaMikdash, so that smacks a mekach l'mekach. It's like buying and selling on Shabbos. And what's also going to sell you on Shabbos? Why exactly is business also on Shabbos? So Rashi, in two places, writes two different things. In one place Rashi writes, it's a violation of Mitzvah Heftzach of Adavidavah, based on the Pesukim in Yeshayo. It's not in a sense what we call Shabbos day. It means Shabbos is given for the Rebbe Shalom, it's not given for our own private business. And Rashi, another place, writes, more down to earth, Kizeh Rishem Yichtoiz. That the whole Isra Mekach Umemcha Gufa is a Gezer Hashem Yichtov, that we're afraid, unless the person comes to write, since writing is usually associated with business. So we're going to take the second approach of Rashi right now, but the reason why Mekach Umemcha is also is Gufa Gezer Hashem Yichtov, so who are the Nami, Yisra Hektesh, you're not allowed to be Matri, something to the base of Mikdash, is an extension of that Isra of it's also considered to be like quasi-business. So comes the Ran in Masechet Shabbos on Samach Dal and Av Daf Yarif, it's not printed out here, but the Ran raises the following very important shaila. What would be the din in the following case? A person wants to not be machtish in items in the Beit HaMikdash, but a person wants to make a Mishaberech. Anyone want to talk about the din? He's talking about the shul. He doesn't want to be machtish something. He wants to make a Mishaberech, Bavur, Shenadar, Shenadar, Buinadar, Shenadar, Shehiteh, whatever Lashon he give. He's going to give $100 to the shul. Is that a problem or not? Should we say that's like doing business? That's like a Makdish and Mishabes. So the shul's hope the answer to that question is that it's not a problem. The Balabatim hope the answer to that question is that it is a problem. So the Ran quotes their Yeshom that it's okay. That the Yeshom that you're allowed to give those kinds of donations to Shabbos. Why? What's the difference? So the Ran says the difference is very simple. Why can you say that something is Gezer Shemekah Chumemker when you're talking about donating a specific object? Like a guy wants to donate his car to the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to donate his house to the Beis HaMikdash. When we give the darim for tzedakah, a person says he's going to give a certain amount of money to a tzedakah, to a shul, to a yeshiva. So he's not saying I'm going to give my car. He's a chrabi. If he says I'm going to donate my car to the L'chaim Society, whatever they talk about on the radio, so that would be a problem, says the Ran. That to donate a specific object, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom, that's called Mechikol Mechikol. But to just say, I as a Gavra, I'm giving $100, there's nothing wrong with that. It's only when you identify, you isolate a Chepta, and say, I'm giving this particular Chepta to the Yeshiva, this particular Chepta to the Shul, that would be a violation of Mechikol Mechikol on Shabbos. That's the Ran's Chiddush. So even though the Ran quotes this idea, he questions it. The Ran himself is bothered, because the Mishnah gives us an example of lo magdishin. The Mishnah says v'lo ma'arichin. You're not allowed to give erichin on Shabbos and Yom. What does erichin mean? So a guy says that I'm going to give the value of this person to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Torah and Pashas of Chosai spells out, if you're a male, you're quote-unquote worth this, and a female's quote-unquote worth that, and if you're between the ages of 30 days and 5 years, it's 5 years to 20 years, 20 years to 60 years, 60 years above. Different cheshbonos that the Torah singular spells out in Pashas of Chosai, what it considers to be the Erechid. And the Mishnah says, no, I'll do that at Shabbos and Yontif, even though there's no chefs involved. I'm being makdish money. I'm saying that Erechid alive, Erech Ploni alive. So the Ran asks that himself. He thought he had a Gaval de Kekula to defend the practice of giving a Mishab Erech and Shul. Comes around and says, wait a second, true Mishab Erech are not like a magician, but they may smack of a Marichid. So the reason is the Sarachim. So the Mishab says, he doesn't think it's a cash, and the Mishab says that he thinks that this is different. Marichid is different, because Marichid, there is a Chafsa in Marichid. This is like the most ultimate, the Reb Chaim kind of a statement. The Gavra is the Chafsa. Marichid means that I'm hereby saying I'm giving my value to the Beis HaMikdash. So like that, it's kind of saying, in a sense, is that I'm quote-unquote being makdish myself to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a meaningless statement. You can't be makdish a person really to the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm being makdish myself to the Beis HaMikdash, which translates to me that I have to give the value of myself. So there is a chefza that we can identify. It's not classic chefza. It's not like donating a card to the Beis HaMikdash, giving a card to the shul. It's donating the value of a person, but since you're focusing on an object, here the object being a person, that's considered to be more of an exclamation, where you're just speaking in the wolf, just down and saying that, oh, I'm giving $100 to the shul, so that's no chefta kihuz, eh? If there's no chefta whatsoever, so therefore it's not considered to be a problem. So they should just defend that opinion in the Ran. The Maaseh the Minhag HaOlam, of course, is like that first opinion in the Ran. We assume you're allowed to make Mishabeach to Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to give money with Tzedakah Shabbos and Yontif, that wouldn't be a problem. But what would be a problem, according to the Eish Omrim, would be if you focus on a specific object. The person says, okay, can I get to the Aliyah on Shabbos? And he realizes that the shul needs a new car. So he'll get up and he'll say, okay, my mishaberach, mavur, sheyitein, otto, lebeis hakneses, that would be a problem. That would be like a magdishik, because you're singling out a specific object. There are other mishaynim who suggest that maybe it's mutter for, even that would be mutter for a different reason. Now, when do we say that makdish is considered to be like a mechachal mevker? That's when you makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, because once you donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, that's like a change in halachic status from chulin to hekdesh. Whereas if you give something to the shul, so something belongs to the shul, it's not hekdesh. You're allowed to use the property of the shul. I mean, maybe gzeila problems, but if the shul gives you permission, let's say the shul has a car. So if the shul gives you permission to drive it, you're allowed to drive the car. If the Beis HaMikdash owns something, even if they give you permission, you're not allowed to use it, because it's moment hekdesh. You have to be paid it first. So it could be that we only consider hekdesh mamish to be like a change of ownership. Whereas hekdesh to a shul, to a yeshiva, to a tzedakah, even if it does involve a chefetz, it's not considered to be change of ownership. That's the question. Is that chiluk correct? So we have two different svaras to permit giving a mishaberes for Shabbos, either because there's no chefetz whatsoever, or even if there is a chefetz, it's not quite a change of ownership. So that's to me, of course, would be, you're allowed to give a mishaberes, giving a specific object. So it doesn't come up that often. Most of my mishaberes involve money, so yesh makom mahakal, even though the Ran is mefatzik a little bit, the Minhag HaOlam has been for quite some time to make or to give mishaberes for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we don't consider that to be a violation of Eimak Nishit.
Of course, there's swear that you're allowed to do it because it's not quite changing ownership. Would that store permit giving somebody a present? Anybody?
Oh, so we're going to get to presents. Presents is a whole different story. We're going to have to get to that a little bit later. I don't know if we'll cop around today. So there's one more example of something which is prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it falls under the category of some kind of a nekach memke, which in turn is part of the gezerah of Shema Yichtov, and that's the issue of pidyon haben. So here it's interesting because pidyon haben is not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's not one of the things that's spelled out as enos in the Shabbos and Yom Tov. There is no gemara anywhere that says you're not allowed to do a pidyon haben on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which in fact led some folks to say that's not true. That you really are allowed to do pidyon haben on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Lama lo, how can you even think of doing a pidyon haben? You're using money, coins, that's considered to be mukta. So the Mishnah says in the Chayes, you don't have to do pidyon haben with coins. You can do pidyon haben with shomer kasher, even lechatchila. You give a nice watch, you give a nice buy a nice shach to the kohen. It's worth more than the 5 shkalim. That's acceptable even lechatchila. I mean, if we do it coins, yeah, it's more of a, you know, more of a spiritual five shkolim, it makes it more like the basic mikdash, but you don't have to do it. You can give it shava kesef also. So come some postkeep and said, where does it say in the Gemara that it's also new pidyon of Ben and Shabbos? But the Shacharach says it's also. Shacharach quotes from the Rivash, from the Rishon already, who said that you're not allowed to do pidyon of Ben on Shabbos. So comes the Mishnah Berurah. Comes the Mishnah Berurah on the Mar Mokom number 4, the Shacharach Sibin Shilla Metesiv Dalid, the Ein Podin. So afilu beklisha shava heislayim shadom elamekach umemker. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you know why you can't do pidyon of Ben, even with a kli, even with somebody with a shava kesef, which is not amongst the problem, because it resembles mekach umemker. So the question is, why exactly is that? What exactly do those words mean, that it resembles mekach umemker? How exactly does pidyon of Ben resemble mekach umemker? So there are two totally different approaches that are given by the opposing to explain why that equation is true. So there are some poskim who say that it looks like a mechira. It looks like the mamish buying something. What are you buying? You're buying the baby back from the kohen. You're buying the baby from the kohen. The kohen owns the baby. Was that a joke? So it's not 100% of a joke. I mean, it's a joke in the sense of that even if usually most pidyon of Ben, so the father gets up and says the same drasha. He says, you know, I have the right, after the mitzvah is over, he gives him his drasha. You know, the Torah says, I have the right to buy back my child. So, I don't know, the baby's been screaming a lot for the last month, I have to think twice about it. So, that part is a joke. That's what the Supreme Sadeshan writes. So let's say the father says, listen, I don't want to, I'm not interested, let the kohen, let him keep the child. So let's say the kohen says, I don't want to give back the child. So the Chumash Hadesh writes, that's what they thought of. He says, of course the Kohen doesn't have a right at any moment to the child. Of course the father doesn't have a right to say he doesn't want to buy back the child for him. So this is pitching the Alma. So in Cain, why do we say this whole dramatization, the pitching event, my boy is Tfei, the Kohen says, do you really want your child? And the father says, let me think about it. You okay, I want him. And this is okay, I'm selling him to you. What do we do? That's where does that come from? So that comes from the Gaonim. That is the source of the Gaonim. That doesn't appear in the Gemara. So the Rosh of the second Bechoris quotes that whole shock of attire between the Kohen and the father. And the Rosh says it's all nice and cute. He says he doesn't understand why we say it. He says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's not true. He says the father doesn't have an option. The Kohen doesn't have an option. So what do we do with the Rosh says, Tzorchi is the Midrash of the Gaonim. They have some tradition to do it. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. He doesn't know why we do it. They say Rav Chaim didn't say it. They said he swore the whole thing. It's not true. But he did. It's not true. So the Chassam Sofer writes that even though it's really not true, why did the Gaonim institute it? So he said because the Gaonim understood that Api Halacha, even though it's not a real Mechel Memgir, it's patterned after Mechel Memgir. It means the Torah wants us to go through a make-believe sale. So says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, so that it has certain halachas like a sale also. There's a whole discussion, can you do pidyon of Ben be al karach of the kohen? Can you just take five shkolim and just throw it at the kohen and be a the mitzvah? Or can you do pidyon of Ben with the kohen who's under by mitzvah? So the Chassam Sofer says, he thinks maybe not. He says that maybe you require da'as ha-kohen. Why? Because even though it's not a real mechira, but it's a make-believe mechira. The Torah wants you to treat it like Hilchos mechira. So that's true, then we can begin to understand why you can't do pidyon of Ben on Shabbos. Even though it's not a real mechira, we all know it's not a real mechira, but since the Torah was keveya that you have to treat it like a mechira, it has the charade of a mechira, that's also included in the gezeirah mishum mechel memker. So according to that view, the pidyon of Ben is rooted in Hilchos mechira, even though it's not quite a real mechira, but since even on the level of deraisa, there are certain aspects of mechira to it, you need das ha-kayin, you can't use a kayin katon. So we do say this nusach of the minhag ha-gaonim. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, we won't do a pidyon of Ben on Shabbos also as part of the gezeirah mishum mechel memker. So hopefully next week we'll try to continue a little bit more about the pidyon of Ben on Shabbos, then move on to the issue of matan on Shabbos, the last of the gezeirahs of Shem Yichta.